Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Today, we salute Crystal Lake, our Your Hometown feature, and we will introduce you now to the owner of Abbey Road Studios Hair Salon in Crystal Lake. You get it? Penny Lane, Abbey Road. Libby Miner is with us. Good morning, Libby. How long have you had the business there in Crystal Lake?
Good morning, Bob. I've been in Crystal Lake for 15 years on William Street.
All right. We want to know what the trends are. What are you seeing?
Oh, trends in hair?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I really don't see any trends in hair. I just do what I'm asked to do.
Well, what are they asking you for?
Well, the little girls right now are asking for this thing called a wolf haircut, which is basically just an old-fashioned shag. But, you know, I just do what I'm asked to do and do my best to work. That's all I can tell you.
And you've had the business for 20 years, right?
No, I've actually been in my own business for 30.
Wow.
I've been on the downtown Crystal Lake Street for 15.
What's the secret to your longevity and your successful business?
I have a very good clientele base. I'm a one-girl salon, so I work one-on-one with people, and I never rush them. So I get a lot of referrals, which is great, and I'm very blessed.
All right, Libby, let's get to the heart of the matter here. How often are men and women supposed to wash their hair?
It kind of depends for the individual. I would say guys should wash every day. I think girls should probably wash every other day. But it depends upon the scalp and the health of their hair, too.
Do you lather, rinse, and repeat?
No, never lather, rinse, and repeat.
Never?
It weighs too much product, and it's too drying on your hand.
Okay. And what about conditioner?
With women, you need to condition. With some men, you need to condition if they like to wear their hair long. And I do have a lot of long-haired clients, like men clients down to their waist. So I do encourage them to do that, too.
Now, the sign on your shop says Abbey Road Studio Hair Salon and Beatles Shrine. Can you explain that?
That was my husband's deal. He actually designed the top of the shop with the Beatle heads. And it started about 25 years ago with the Beatle things in the salon where I was renting a station somewhere. And somebody brought me a Christmas ornament that was Yellow Submarine that I put on the top of my station. And that didn't last very long. I started moving into salon suites where I had my own space and started to move some things that I had at home into the salon suite. And as my space grew, so did my shrine grow. And where I'm currently at, I've been there for 13 years. And the shrine grows daily. I want to say there's probably 300 pieces of artwork in frames.
Really?
I don't know how many thousands of pieces there that are shoved here, there, and everywhere. It's a great place to be. Some of it is my personal collection from home, but not my most expensive stuff. But most of it, I have to say, are gifts from clients over the years.
Did your husband come up with the idea for the whole thing and naming the hair salon Abbey Road?
No, I named the salon Abbey Road when I broke off from just renting a chair and moving in a salon suite. Mm-hmm. It was between Abbey Road Studio Hair Salon and Penny Lane. So I know the barber on Penny Lane. That's on Penny Lane, and it's like I didn't really want to take that from him.
Wait a minute.
His name is Barry Hayden.
How did you meet him?
I have been involved in Beatle things for my entire life. Um, I I started collecting when I was 13 back in 64. So I started also working for Beatle conventions after I attended my first one in 77. I knew I wanted to be a part of that. And started working the conventions in Chicago from 78 forward.
Can you give Beatle haircuts? You know how to do that?
Oh, absolutely. it's razored haircuts just the way that Astrid did them back in the day.
Yeah, look at you. You know your Beatles history. Abbey Road
I
Studio
did.
Hair Salon. Where in Crystal Lake are you, Libby?
I'm at 59 North William Street in downtown Crystal Lake.
All right. I got a feeling a lot of people will be stopping in for a haircut and look at your Beatles stuff. Good talking to you today.
Well, thank you very much. I just want to add that currently under our situations, I'm by appointment only. The number's on the window, and I look forward to anybody who would like to come and see.
All righty. Thank you, Libby.
Oh, and I know I met you one time at a Beatle Fest, but I was working.
Okay. Anything else? I've got till 10. John's not on till after the 10 o'clock news, if you got anything else.
Yeah, I'm absolutely certain you were at a Beatle Fest probably back in the 90s. And I was working the convention. I got to move up in the convention from
Libby.
You know, ticket taking to
Libby.
Watching over celebrities.
Libby.
Yes.
We have to talk to the mayor of Crystal Lake next, and if I tell him that we're out of time because of you, he'll shut down your shop in a second.
Oh, no, he won't, but that's fine.
Have a good day.
You too. Thank you so much.
Your hometown. Get your hometown content and submit your suggestions at WGNRadio.com/yourhometown.